in conclusion of the halakhas pertaining to Nikmarevan, just like take a moment to put a clarification on the terms we use. We said this is a basic form of Menachemol by saying that the expression we use, the Mokim Menachemeshim, the Sayyid Karavelin, the Shin, and the Shavoyim. That's, well, it's not, we don't find this exact terminology anywhere in Shas. However, it'll be very diverse. It's a very accepted format for people with to a Mavoyah, or they speak out the Menachem to a Ovel in this word. And again, this is the key of the mitzvah without saying any further. This is accepted choice of Nikum. So what does that mean? So first half, Hamakim Menachem Eskim. So we know that Hamakim, first of all, is the foundation of everything in the world and of every situation in the world. But we choose to say not you should have an Nechama. We say Hamakim Menachem Eskim. So therefore explains that ultimately Nechama, the concept of Nechama, is not a logical process. Because we know that by Yaakov, we know for all the years Yaakov was not able to become comforted on the loss of Yosef, because we know in truth that he was alive. And there's a concept that one cannot become comforted on somebody who's not really in truth passed away. Now, since the death place was a logical process where one could speak to an Ovel and comfort him, and he would reach a stage where he is now comforted, it shouldn't really matter if in truth the person is alive or not alive. The process will follow its natural course. So that's where she says, you see from here, that the process is something which is totally not given to normal logic. There's a process that's supposed to go ahead, and the process that's supposed to give the person suffering a loss. There's a concept of shikra, there's a concept of nechama that comes along with time. And the process you say is, ultimately you realize that as each person comes to Nachman Ovel, the tremendous role a person plays in helping that process by coming to Nachum Avol and showing that he cares for Avol. To come to the mace, to come to the kai. But at the same time, a person has to realize that he's really a cog in a much greater process. There's a process where Kaz Baruch Hu studied that. And ultimately, a person stands back and realizes when he comes to Nachum Avol, it's not his job to totally solve the problem. It's not his job to bring it from Nachum. His job is to come and do what he can. But beyond that, the ultimate Nachum has to come from Kaz Baruch Hu. So you say, I'm working in Nachum Avol, Kaz Baruch Hu, to go with that process. Instantly, I saw there are quite a number of tshuvas over the years, the letters that have been published over the years of different various kibbutzim who've written to people who were nifter, the mishpachos of people who were nifter, and the trend I noticed, Hashem reached me to the Chaz Mitzvah, the famous letter, there's one for Yashiv, one for many earlier letters, and generally they never go head on and try to, you know, tell a person, don't worry about it, it'll be okay. They're generally right, you know, you've suffered an overwhelming loss, it's a tremendous tragedy, and it goes, Baruch Hu, to send you in the Chama, they say, there's a place where one stands back and says, what can we say? There's words, your words escape me. There's nothing I can say because Baruch Hu, he's the one who's Menachem, he should go ahead and Menachem you. That's as far as the first half. The second half is the first half of the Kim Yisraelim. We say you should be comforted among, consoled among those who are Dalveilim for Kim Yisraelim. Now we know about Chayim, we daven for all the Chayim in the world. We daven for one Chayim, we pass it with all the Chayim. Here we don't say you should have Nechama besides everybody else who has their own personal tragedy. We say the first half of the Kim Yisraelim. We pass it together with the overall concept that we in Chayisol over together as a nation, we're all in mourning over the Golos from Yerushalayim. Now, how does that fit into the concept of someone coming to here today? To that we understand that just like a person's in the hospital, he's sick, his immunity is limited. So any sickness that comes along in the hospital, a person can contract illness quite easily once his systems are down. Chayisol today, where the Golos were far away from where it's supposed to be, we're in a very far from ideal situation. Being that the case, we suffered many, many tragedies and sorrows over the years. It's all part of the package. But we're not in the place we're supposed to be. We're open to all these types of tzaddas. So we say to each person sitting tzivah, it's true you have your own personal tzaddah, but you're part of the package where we're all suffering together, and we're all rooting, we're hoping to come back today, we're all going to be in better shape. Just one illustration for this point in the context. I saw a very fascinating tzivah from Seifer, who was shot down in the tzivah, in Timothy Tanakh Bay. Somebody asked from Seifer, which way one should bury a mace in their basic clothes? Is there any hexagon on which position the mace should be lying in? And there's a question, obviously, there was some sort of constraint in that specific case. As far as Kuntzeifer writes, that ideally one should have the mace positioned where his feet are towards the path out of the basic course. He says, a person should realize that even though we're putting someone into the ground and there's a mace, he's being covered in the ground, he should realize there's only temporary, you know, he's on the way out. To position his feet towards the exit of the basic course, you know, it's just a matter of time until he's up and out. Kuntzeifer says, interestingly enough, he says, for us here in Europe, he says, there are two ways to get to Israel. Either you go south to the water, and you take a boat across the Mediterranean, or you head east, go through Turkey, and head south afterwards. He said, that being the case, ideally, once all three positions, either directly south towards the water, or east towards Turkey. He says, those are two routes to get to Israel, and we're positioning ourselves for the Gula. I don't know if, tragically speaking, that would mean somebody today should be facing towards the airport. Whatever the case may be, the perspective we have on this is that we have a startup, but ultimately we're all headed for a Gula season, which we're responsible for every day.
Next.